President Biden authorized the military to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon once it was determined it could be done with no risk to American lives. Will that change U.S. relations with China? Well, for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Marcus Weisgerber, Global Business Editor at Defense One. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, has it been determined that this was in fact an attempt by the Chinese government to gather surveillance? This wasn't just a tourist balloon drifting by?
According to the Pentagon, it was just that. And judging by where it was in the United States, up over the northern United States where there are intercontinental ballistic missile fields, that points to, yes, that they were trying to watch those areas. Now, What could the blimp actually, this balloon do that, say, a satellite can do that? You know, countries like China have satellites that fly over the United States all the time. The blimp, though, can provide more real-time imagery and better quality imagery, and that means it could watch those missile fields and say how the Air Force is doing command and control, if you will, how it's maintaining and, you know, taking care of those missiles that are out there.
So China continues to deny this balloon was an attempt to collect information. But, I mean, what's their story? Why is their balloon with all that equipment up there floating by, according to China?
Yep. So you know, this is, you know, for decades, you know, countries have used technology, surveillance technology. And primarily in modern time, that's all been done with satellites. This is kind of more of a rudimentary type of, of bygone eras of the way, you know, spying was done, you know, 100 years ago. By doing this, they are showing that, you know, that they're trying to, you know, push the U.S. button. And, you know, the U.S. has its own types of, you know, we're not sure if the U.S. uses balloons still, but they have tons of drones and, again, spy satellites that are watching China, Russia, and other places in the world.
Okay. Now it's shot down, and I guess they're out there trying to collect this. Could there be any technology or information they could learn from whatever is left that falls into the ocean?
So one thing, U.S. officials briefed us this afternoon, and they said that that's exactly what they're going to try to do. And they actually made a point to say that they actually were able to collect a lot of information just on how this balloon behaved and kind of learn how China was actually using it, so they can glean insight into, say, the surveillance methods that are used, that China is using.
Secretary of State was all set to go meet with Chinese officials, but canceled the whole thing because of this. So where are we now with that?
So clearly, there's, you know, the U.S. and China have been going back and forth. There's been this effort to kind of improve relations. This was kind of, you know, Secretary Blinken's visit to China was supposed to be an example of doing that. We're kind of sitting on our hands again. And as, you know, we continue to try to improve relations there.
Now, there's reports that another one of these balloons is floating around over Latin America. What do we know?
So the Pentagon did acknowledge last night that it's down there. Since it's not over U.S. airspace, and, you know, it's not over U.S. military to this point has not indicated that it's going to do anything to actually take it down or, you know, follow it or intercept it.
Republican-controlled House already talking about launching investigations. I think Leader McCarthy was tweeting out different things about what should have been done, what was done. So where are we on all of that?
So lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are upset about this. Senator John Tester from Montana was very upset, you know, in the last few days because the balloon was hanging out over his state. Lawmakers have demanded briefings. They're not in Washington right now. It's the weekend, so they likely will start getting those briefings in the coming days. But definitely, you know, this is something, especially in the Republican-controlled House, that you're gonna see lawmakers seize on right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the insight into this ongoing situation. Marcus Weisgerber is Global Business Editor at Defense One.